England must be the most divine pearl of all the oceans, the most glorious and potent ram among the sheepish herd. And for what shall England be known, my lord? I want the finest German tapestries and five Egyptian cats, Turkish carpets used as tablecloths and foppish Flemish hats, Swedish butter churns for peasants, Norman jewels on my throne. For this England will be famous, for this England shall be known.
He wants the finest German tapestries and five Egyptian cats, Turkish carpets used as tablecloths and foppish Flemish hats, Swedish butter churns for peasants, Norman jewels on his throne. For this England will be famous, for this England shall be known.
We must excel in music and dance. We'll have Bas dancers from Burgundy, all mains from far off Germany, Canarios from the Canary Islands. Oh, dance and music won't be beat, for these we shall be known, for these England shall be known.
We'll have plenty to work on as we get the palace ready and...
Yes, your highness. Cuisine! Cook!
We'll take South American potatoes and we'll cut them into chips. Then in tubs of Norway whale oil, we'll fry them till they're fit
to feed a king.
Serve them with Spanish fish fillets that lack a single bone.
Fish on potatoes, chopped into little chips. Fish on chips. Fish and chips! Fish and chips. England will never have these fish and chips, for this we won't be known. Fish for England might as well be known for our bugs, even. Right. Hey, come see our crickets. Cricket? England known for cricket? No. Our beetles.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting
the beetles from England.
Oh. Lastly, we must flourish in the world of literature. Since we now have a printing press
from Germany.
Quiet. We must be known from Greenland to the furthest Africa for our scholarly and poetic works. Ministers, I will hear your ideas now.
A sea journey about a shipwrecked sailor.
No.
Or a troubled Danish king.
No.
A troubled Danish prince? I guess it was not to be.
A very shrewd detective.
No.
Or a quest to find a ring. A quest to find a ring.
No.
One about a teenaged wizard schoolboy whose parents he has never known.
schoolboy? How dull. Might as well write about a blacksmith. Or a potter. Oh, no, a potter with long hair and a big beard. There we go. A Harry Potter. Harry Potter's not for England. Fish and chips are not for England. The Beatles not for England. For these we will not be known. For these England won't be known.